Good on this afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today with a high near 47, a north wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 24, and on Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 44. And in the news, beginning last Monday, the Nearly Noon News has been profiling candidates and issues that will appear on the ballot on Tuesday, April 4th for the 2023 spring election. One issue will be presented on the City of Viroqua ballot as a referendum calling for an amendment to get big money out of politics. On the phone with us today from Madison is George Pan, who represents Wisconsin United to a Man. Thanks for joining us today, George.
Well, Jim, thank you for having me on.
We are inviting you to return on Tuesday, but I was hoping that for today you can share the historical background of the need for the amendment, and tomorrow we can focus on the campaign and what impact the referendum will have if it is passed.
That sounds like a good idea, Jim. This day of big money in politics has been coming for over a century. In 1888, there was a Supreme Court case that came with the finding that a myth that was created by that case. I don't want to go into the case itself, it's too long, but the myth that came out of that case was that a corporation is a person and has all of the constitutional rights of a person. That in itself is bad in many ways, but it's also one of the key reasons why we have so much money in politics today. 90 years later, in 1976, there was another Supreme Court case, and in that case, a new myth was created, and that was that money is equivalent to speech. And in the case, they said that, therefore, the government has to be tepid and careful about how it might try to limit spending of money by certain organizations and people. And so that resulted in, you know, some money getting more put in, but nothing like today. But it grew slowly, and some people might remember the McCain-Feingold bill that was passed in the early 2000s, and that was because they started seeing that the money was growing too fast. And so for a while that applied, and that kept the money down. But the third case, which most people probably listening to this today will recall or understand, is Citizens United. And Citizens United took the other two myths and created a grander myth, if you will. And it basically said that since a corporation is a person under the Constitution and has all the rights of persons under the Constitution, and the First Amendment guarantees the right of any person in the Constitution, the governments of this nation, whether it be federal, local, state, have no right trying to limit the amount of spending by any entity, whether it be humans or corporations. And those three cases, along with so many actual smaller cases or, you know, lesser known cases, have gotten us to the point today where there is just no control of the money in politics here today. And the amount of spending just is escalating at a greater rate every year. Just recently, actually, on this race is the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. Before now, the most expensive Supreme Court case was an Illinois case about 5 years ago that they had about $15 million spent on the Supreme Court case there in Illinois. That was the largest spending of a Supreme Court case in the history of our country. And we had surpassed that by the primary, right, that we had there in February. And now it's going to be, I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm guessing some people are saying between $20 and $30 million.
Well, we'll have to end there and come back tomorrow. Right. And we'll review a bit from today and talk a bit more about what will happen if the referendum passes for the 28th Amendment.
Thank you, Jim.
And thank you for joining us today. Please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.